no fallout would get to us or anything like this. He kept people in there more by fear than anything else.
When you mention fear, I mean, I don't mean to be in any way offensive when I make the statement, but I would assume that these are people who, for whatever their reasons, just wanted to believe everything he said and followed him almost blindly. I mean, otherwise that would not really hold much water, would it?
This is true.
Yeah. Is this part of the operation of the church as you see it? In other words, getting people who, frankly, from an intellectual standpoint, are just followers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you consider, now when you're talking about the temple itself, you've got family in Guyana right now. Who is there?
I have my mother, father, brother, and sister over there.
Four people down in Guyana?
Plus my sister's family.
Well,
just practically all of my family is over there.
Now, when Charles Gary was on, he had just come back from Guyana, and I remember specifically the word he used to describe it. He said it was paradise. Why would you want to get people out of paradise?
What do you call paradise?
I don't call it that. I'm giving you the word that he came up with, and he said it was paradise. I can give you part of a reason. He said that everybody was working with a form of unanimity. There was a spirit. There was a cooperation. He claimed that all of the charges that have been delineated, either in New West or in the Examiner, these were all fallacious charges. There was nothing going on except a lot of people who were very, very happy.
Well, my son was over there for right around a year, and that's not the story that I've got from him or other people that have returned since then.
Well, then why don't you give us the story that you've got?
They work from daylight to dark. They do not eat unless they produce a certain amount. They didn't see a doctor when he was sick. This is paradise. There's other things, too. There was, I'm kind of nervous right now. It's going to take me a couple seconds to settle down.
No, just relax. Let me know what other things are going on there.
The beatings. These were happening here.
Yeah, but Nacy, you mentioned beatings. Let's be specific and focus on that for a moment or two. Charles Gary said, absolutely not. Not a single beating in the People's Temple. Now, how does somebody who has never been in it, like myself, know how to differentiate? Here I've got you. You sound thoroughly sincere. I had Charles Gariani seem thoroughly sincere. How does one really ascertain the truth?
Charles, Mr. Gary has never been into any of the meetings that were not planned. When somebody from the outside come to the meetings changed. They were not as they are when there's nothing but members there. I have seen beatings. My son was in some of these beatings. In fact, he was one of the disciplinarians in the beatings. I've seen people beat. I've seen them beat down until they could stand. And if the person that was being disciplined got the better of the one that was doing the beating, then they would keep throwing fresh people in until the person that was being disciplined could no longer fight and he was down bloody. And then afterwards they would have to get up and say, thank you, Father. I was whipped one night.
You were whipped?
Yes, sir.
You're talking whipped with what?
With a belt.
Whipped with a belt by whom?
The man's name.
Well, I don't need the specific man's name. Was it a temple member? Was it somebody involved in the administration or what?
It was one of the temple officials.
One of the temple officials. Now, you sound like I shouldn't even insult you. You sound like an intelligent man. Why would you sit and stand for a beating?
After I've gotten out of the temple, I've asked myself this many, many times. One of the buses, which I used to be in charge of, had a flat tire. I was called in the back room by some high officials of the church and said, to save Father's face, would you please
Marvin, if I can't, let me put you on hold. We're going to do a couple of commercials. I want to keep you on a few more minutes because there's a lot more I want to learn about the People's Temple from your perspective. So I'll get right back to you, okay?
Sure.
Okay, if any of you have specific questions for Marvin Swinney, by all means, give us a call. This is more informational in nature, and I want to present it as kind of a point-counterpoint to Charles Gary. But if there's a specific question or two that you have, do feel free to call and ask in San Francisco, 478. Huh? Tender, milk-fed Provino veal, sautéed with fresh mushrooms, fine herbs, and also some spices. Perhaps the combination shellfish au gratin, a delicately flavored combination of crab meat, shrimp meat, succulent prawns, and also some scallops baked in Chef Tony's famous Mornay sauce. Or for the tried and true San Francisco seafood connoisseur, that epitome of simplicity and excellence, Rex Sole Meunier. Fresh and delicate pan-fried sole served with a sauce of butter, lemon juice, and sauce espagnole. Choose from 16 complete dinners at very reasonable prices. Major credit cards accepted and courtesy parking too. So come enjoy Alioto's 8 on Fisherman's Wharf. For reservations, call 673-0183.
If you're tired of recycled radio news that's repeated and repeated, try
KGO News Talk Radio 81.
KGO Radio News. It's constantly updated. KGO Radio covers all the news at 5 to 9 a.m., noon to 1, and 4 to 6 p.m. News as it happens, with the most complete radio news team in the Bay Area. News that's new, not warmed over. Don't miss another minute of KGO Radio News.
Radio 81!
The special, right now, a Minolta XL400 Super 8 movie camera, just $199.95, only at Denevi's.
We're talking with Marvin Swinney, ex-member of the People's Temple. We had just been talking about the beatings that took place. Let me try and present this from a logical standpoint. Let's assume I became a member of the People's Temple because I thought it was a good, fine, upstanding organization, all the reasons you mentioned before. And then I see these beatings go on, and I say, hey, this is not for me. And maybe I might be a little bit afraid to express that point of view in an actual meeting, but to me it just becomes obvious. This is not what I joined a temple for. What do I do then? Is it a matter of my just picking up and walking out? I mean, you're an ex-member. What does it take to be an ex-member of the church?
It takes quite a bit. When we dropped out of the temple, we were threatened with physical harm. They had our son in Guyana. And they threatened, that they indicated that we would not get him back unless we met their requirements, which was we had to leave the area. They would not deliver our son any place but in Miami, Florida. And we had to go down and pick him up. We were harassed. We had phone calls all through the night. We had committees come over all times of the night. Wake us up, get us out of bed, and talk at us for hours. It's not easy to become an ex-member.
I understand it's not easy based on what you said, but you had mentioned in the very first answer to the question that, well, I had your son, and unless you cooperated, you wouldn't get your son back. Am I naive? That sounds to me like kidnapping or slavery. Is that what you're implying?
In so many words. Had to leave the area. They said if our son come back to this area, which is talking about Mendocino County, They said he had a drug record, which he did not have.
Mm-hmm.
They said that we would not be able to live in that area. If we wanted to be out of the church, we had to move. There was a distance of at least 500 miles away from the church.
Now, how are they keeping these people in Guyana right now? I mean, again, you're almost implying kidnapping or slavery. If that's the case, I need two pieces of information. Number one, what about the local authorities down there? To what extent are they cooperating? And secondly, what about authorities here? Is there any jurisdiction whatsoever? Are ex-members like yourselves banding together? If you really feel that this is going on and has to be corrected, which obviously it does if, in fact, it is going on.
we are banding together in the sense that we're trying to help the people as they come out. Not only to get their heads straight again, but any other way that we can help them. Financially, give them a place to stay until they get on their feet, or whatever we can do to help them is what we're trying to do. And there's not a committee as such that does this. These are individuals that care about the people that are in there. And believe me, we do care about the ones that are in there. The best thing you can do is possibly make an announcement over the air and let some of the people that have come back talk to you. Let them tell you what the conditions are over there. I have talked to my son, and he has told me. By the way, when he come back, the first thing that we could get out of him was, I'm here to work. I want to go back to Guyana. I don't want to be here. That changed within about 3-4 hours after we had talked to him. And then he told us that this is what they told him to say to us when he got back.
Well, let me ask you one last question, if I can, then, Marvin, based on that. When Charles Gary was on, people called up and claimed that they really couldn't get in touch with family members or people that they knew that were in Guyana. And Charles Gary said, that's absurd. There's very, very easy communication. There's no problem whatsoever. And if there was a problem, all I had to do was call him, and he would arrange for it. And yet, in the note that I got mentioning the fact that you'd be on the phone with us tonight, it said that you wanted to make an attempt to reach your family in Guyana. Are you not able to talk to them because you're an ex-temple member, or is nobody allowed to talk to people in Guyana?
Okay, there has been 4 people that I know of that have tried to get a hold of their relatives over there.
Right.
One person has been put off four times. Mr. Gary said he would let them contact the people over there. One girl went in and at an appointed date and time and was told that there was too much traffic, that they had about 3 hours traffic in front of her, and she was sent home to await the call from, I imagine it was Gary, telling her that, you know, she could talk to her parents. Well, they called her and said that communication was bad. They've used such excuses as sunspots. They couldn't make contact because of sunspots, heavy traffic, bad weather. And this is, you know, I can understand it if it happened once or maybe even twice. But nobody has been able to talk to anybody down there yet. And what I would like to do is, I don't know, maybe go do you, and I'm out here in South Carolina, I can't go to Gary's office from here, but possibly have you set up a scheduled time that I can talk to my parents.
Well,
I
tell you what I would like to do, and that's specifically it, and that's part of what I wanted to say for the very end. If you and anybody else wants to get in touch with family members or the like in Guyana, I would ask you to do the following. Drop me a note specifically saying what time it would be convenient for you, and make it a good time in advance, obviously. What time, and I will forward the letters to Charles Gary. Now, again, I have no way of really getting to the bottom of this People's Temple situation. I can't get to Guyana, and even if I could, I think I'd probably be given a PR tour. That's a normal thing anywhere that you go. But I do have enough respect for Charles Gary, and he for me, that I have no doubt whatsoever that anything that I forward to him will be followed through on. So if you want to drop me the note, or anyone in the audience that is having trouble trying to get a hold of family, relatives, or friends in Guyana, just send it to me directly, and I will personally turn it over to Charles Gary and follow through on it to make sure that the connection is made. So, Marvin, if I could ask you to do that and anyone else, I think we might be able to make a couple of steps forward.
Well, you can rest assured that you will get a letter from us. It'll be in the mail tomorrow.
All right. Do you know our address? And in case you do, in case other people in the audience don't, let me give it. Just drop it to Ron Owens, KGO Radio, 277 Golden Gate Avenue, and that's San Francisco, California, 94103. And again, I personally promise to turn that all over to Charles Gary and to follow through to make sure that the connections are made.
You will follow through on it.
You've got my word on 50,000 watts. All right, Marvin?
Couldn't ask for any more.
I will do it, and hopefully after you've been able to talk to the family, we'll call you back again, have you on the air, and have you explain what has happened since then, okay?
I would appreciate it.
I will look for your letter and all the others, and Marvin, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Marvin Swinney. He is from South Carolina. As you heard, he claims to have had trouble getting in touch with his family in Guyana. Anyone else in that boat, let's see if KGO can act as kind of a conduit in this matter. And if nothing else, put people together with people without getting that much into the politics of the situation. Just get the people together. Having done that, in a few moments, we will open up our phone lines to literally everything between now and 1 o'clock. By no means feel restricted to the People's Temple. We can talk about a variety of items. There's a great, great deal of news. In fact, I'll tell you what I will do. I'll give you the telephone numbers and some topicators right after this.
You get much more at a Payless store, 'cause you pay less for it all. 7 days a week, your Payless store is at your beck and call.
Payless reminds you you ought to get your Christmas cards early. And Payless has oodles of cards for you to choose from at special low prices. Like a box of 20 Charmcraft cards with envelopes, the number 250 assortment, really nice designs, and only 99 cents. And you gotta have gift wrap, so Payless saves you money with a jumbo paper gift wrap in colors and patterns that really say Christmas. You get 50 square feet, and that's a lot of square feet for only 99 cents. Then, to top off those beautiful packages, get 25 beautiful stick-on bows, sale priced at only 39 cents. Every Payless has a huge trim-a-tree department, including lights, ornaments, decorations, everything you need. Payless, that's the place.
Payless Supercharged Stores. Payless
All you had to do was pull a switch and raise a bridge.
No, Doc.
You were trained to raise bridges.
My son, I'm sorry.
Well, as Commissioner of Bridges and Sidewalks, it is my duty to...
There was a reason, you know.
What?
I was reading a magazine.
It is my duty
Not
to...
Not just any magazine, a Time magazine. You know you just don't look up when you're reading.
You do if it's a 40-ton banana boat from Guatemala.
I didn't see it.
When it's sitting and tooting in front of a bridge for an hour and a half.
Sir, you get caught up in a Time magazine. What are your interests? Theater, art, music, books, cinema, it's all there in Time magazine.
It's taxidermy.
Oh. Well, Time is a lot more color photography. Maybe there's a picture of something being stuffed. Let's take a look here.
It is my duty.
Sir, it was a Time magazine. It's not like I was caught with my hands down in my pants in the till.
Good grief, man. The boat had to turn around, go all the way back to Guatemala.
You know, I've had a perfect record for 11 years.
We haven't had a boat here in Herndon, Iowa for 11 years.
Well, I was being picky.
It is my duty.
One lousy mistake.
Time magazine, the most colorful coverage of the week. Pick up a copy.
Don Mitchell, president of San Francisco Federal Savings, is explaining how to earn a bonus on your savings needs.
Mr. Mitchell, I like my passbook account because I can withdraw money anytime I want, but I would like to earn higher interest.
Then you'd be interested in our 5.75% passbook plus bonus account.
Passbook plus bonus account?
Yes. Let me explain. Open your Passbook Plus bonus account with a minimum $1,000 deposit at San Francisco Federal Savings. If you make no withdrawals during the first 90 days, you'll earn the current 5.25% passbook rate plus a 0.5% bonus per annum.
What happens after the first 90 days?
Then you can withdraw any time and earn the passbook rate to the date of withdrawal. Better yet, wait and make your withdrawals at the end of any calendar quarter and earn the passbook rate plus the bonus. Of course, your money is available to you at all times.
Sounds like a good
Folks,
account.
Folks, ask about Sometimes the Passbook Plus bonus account at San Francisco Federal Savings.
Checking our KGO Bay Area weather, fair through Wednesday, except for patchy night, morning fog and low clouds with a chance of local drizzle. Lows in the mid-40s to the low 50s, and the highs both days in the 60s to the low 70s. I was going to mention a whole bunch of topics, and I still will do that, except there are an awful lot of people on the line who want to talk about the People's Temple, which is super. Interested in what you've got to say, we'll start with Line 6 in the East Bay. I'm Ron Owens, Radio 81. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, and I am also an ex-member, and I have I heard your radio broadcast and with Paul Gary, and he said that call him and he'd arrange an interview with my family. My mother and my two brothers are over there in Guyana, and I haven't talked to them or seen them in 2 years. So, not because I haven't tried, because I have, and the church just said they weren't here or kept putting me off, and I haven't ever seen them or talked to them. So, I took up on your offer, and I called Charles Gary, and he said he'd arrange it. So, then a few days later, a church member called me back, and she said, well, we're having trouble with our broadcast, sunspots, etc., and I'll call you back on Tuesday, and that was Sunday, and she never called back. So on Friday, after Tuesday, I called Charles Gary back again to find out what had happened, and he got extremely angry with me. He went so far as to start yelling at me. He even cursed at me. He said he was tired of hearing my bitching, and he said, you know, I'll take care of it, you know, and I just don't want to hear about it anymore. And then after that, after he slammed down the phone on me, you know, I was very shocked. I mean, you know, here I haven't talked to my parents in 2 years. He showed absolutely no concern. In fact, got extremely angry and slammed down the phone, you know. Okay, a few minutes later, the church called me back, said, oh, well, you know, we're still having trouble with our radio broadcast, so we don't know when you get through. If we do, we'll call you. In other words, don't call us, we'll call you.
And that's the way it was left?
That's the way it was, and that's all I got. And as far as I know, as everybody else who's tried to contact me, they got the same answer.
All right, Sandy, I want you to do exactly what I told Marvin to do. If you drop me a note, just a short one, but just kind of explain what you just explained, what I will do is I'll see if I can either have lunch with Charles Gary or just go over to his offices myself. And as I said, I will personally see to it that everybody who wants to talk to a family member sees it. And I don't care about sunspots or broadcast difficulties or the like. We will follow through on that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Period, and I promise it. Thank you, Sandy. Because, I mean, that is kind of absurd. I want to get to the bottom of that whole issue. And it's funny, you create your own impressions as you listen to the story, and I don't want to start influencing you one way or the other. But it's interesting because I have begun to formulate opinions on where the truth actually lies, and I honestly don't believe that Charles Gary is lying at all. I don't think the man is capable of it. I think he's a fine, decent human being. But I'm also getting the impression that, I don't want to start saying where there's smoke, there's fire, but suffice it to say there seems to be a lot of questionable evidence surrounding the People's Temple, but a lot of it which is not questionable at all. Apparently things that are corroborated time and time again, and I am getting a very strong belief that either somebody is lying to Charles Gary, or Charles Gary is getting, as Larry Houghton calls it, the Shirley MacLaine tour of China. In other words, you go down to Guyana and everything is orchestrated. Marvin alluded to that before when he said Charles Gary has been to the People's Temple many times, but every time he was there it was orchestrated. Maybe that's where the truth lies. We shall see, but I'm going to follow through because I'm starting to take an interest in this. I really am. I'm trying to figure out where somebody has gone wrong, and obviously somebody has. Line 2 in San Francisco, good evening.
Good evening. I just recently came back from the agricultural project in South America.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and I must say that everything that has been written in the papers is all true. It's excruciating punishment.
Are you another one of the ex-members or what?
Yes, I am.
Well, how did you become an ex-member?
Well, after going to the agricultural project and staying there for a couple of months, I began to see the true Jim Jones and the true relationship that he had with people. And I saw that there was a one-sided treatment and everything. And from out of that, I decided that it was time for me to go. And the only way I did get back is because of my family members fighting for me to come back.
Well, now, where were they fighting from? From down there or from up here?
Up here.
From up here.
Right. But Jim was very furious with the fact that they were fighting for us to come back. And he had told us that the Ku Klux Klan were marching in the middle of the streets and the racists were out to get us. And he threatened us with all kinds of things to make us say we would stay there and we would just live under those conditions.
stay on the line because I've got a couple of more questions to ask you. For example, logic would indicate that any organization, not only the People's Temple, but any organization would have to consistently come up with new members to replace those lost by, well, people like yourself leaving or just general attrition. Now, if that's the case, the picture that's been created, at least verbally, the picture that's been created to our audience is that Jim Jones and the People's Temple are real super in the beginning and then they turn sour. How can they turn sour on some while at the same time I have to assume they have to present that sweet picture to new people that are coming in?
Well, at this time they are not encouraging new members. They're maintaining their old members.
Oh, I see, and no recruitment whatsoever.
No recruitment whatsoever.
All right, another question. How did you wind up in Guyana? I mean,
the way they do it is they send you to Florida first and you catch an airline from there on to Guyana.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking specifically about the physical geography. I mean, what set of circumstances motivated you to leave the United States and go down to Guyana? How long a period of time did you really intend to stay? What was your whole purpose and what motivated you to go down there?
Well, they came in the spur of a moment and told us that we were needed over there. Our energy was needed over there to help build this agricultural project.
Uh-huh.
And they made it sound as though it was a dreamland. Pictures were taken of beautiful flowers, exotic plants and fruits and everything.
When was this, by the way?
This was about 4 months ago.
Right.
I was there in March, in March to June. And beautiful flowers were shown and fruits and everything. And it just looked like a Garden of Eden. But little did we know that those pictures and everything were not of the agricultural project, but of other scenery. And so what happened is, through us only seeing pictures, not knowing of any books that were published, which there weren't very many published on this little agricultural setting of Guyana, we went over there. We were told that we would only be there for a short while, maybe a year or two, until conditions got better over here. But after we got over there, he told us he had no intentions of us ever coming back to this place.
He told you that?
Yes, he did.
Were you virtual prisoners at the time?
Yes, we were. All letters, mail was censored. We couldn't make any phone calls. I ran for blocks in order to get a phone call back over to the States to my family. And he was furious when he found out.
Not a pleasant picture. Not at all. I appreciate your call because, again, we're presenting as balanced a programming perspective as we possibly can, and it's callers like you that help us do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're hearing a bad story about the People's Temple. Now, if the other side wishes to talk, please, by all means, no restrictions whatsoever on your participation. Just pick up a phone and call. In San Francisco, we're at 478-3456. In San Jose, at 272-1233. One other item might be of interest. The very first time that we had Phil Tracy on, the investigative reporter for New West Magazine, Phil made some rather strong statements, very much along the line of this last caller, and related them to the Reverend Jim Jones. And as a result, we sent him a letter and we said, look, we did about an hour of programming and you were very, very strongly attacked. By all means, we invite you to come back on the program and perhaps express your point of view. And this was, I believe, while he was still in San Francisco or was visiting or the like. I'm not really sure. However, we got absolutely no response to that request. So it's not as if we don't want the Reverend Jones on. I would say he was probably my third choice. He'd be my third choice right now to have as a guest, with Richard Nixon first and the Reverend Moon second.
Everyone knows the best advertising is by word of mouth. We'd like you to hear what customers are saying in their own words at a local RB Furniture showroom store.
RB Furniture is very tasteful. Suits me.
Shopping at RB is great.
Seems to be amazed with that. Line 5 in the East Bay. I'm Ron Owens, Radio 81. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Mickey.
Hi.
I just wanted you to know that I didn't find Ron Owen to be as reliable as you said that Gary. What it was. I'm sorry, Ron. I wanted to say I didn't find Charles Gary to be as reliable as a contact to Guyana as what I thought he would be. I had an appointment to talk to Guyana on Saturday, and when I went to his office, I was met with three other People's Temple members there. I couldn't get through to Guyana. At first, I was told that I was put on a waiting list that was 3 pages long. And I had made this appointment with Charles Gary 2 weeks prior to this. because of the last interview that you gave him a month ago.
Right.
And so then one of the People's Temple members, Marceline Jones, got on the radio and said, give her priority, let her talk. And then the radio man that was at the temple said, well, there's too much interference. We can't get through. I'm trying to get through on Morse code. So I was told to call back in a few hours, which I did. And I was told, again, there was too much interference. I called again today at 2 o'clock, and I was told there was too much interference. There needs to be, I don't know, some other...
There doesn't have to be another arrangement, Mickey. That's part of why I said what I said when I was talking to Marvin. I want you to do the same thing in terms of a letter, and let me tell you exactly what I intend to do with them. I'll get the letters, and let's assume I get 5, 10. I have no idea how many I will get. But what I will do then is I'm going to make my own appointment with Charles Gary, and I'm going to just say, come on, Chuck, let's level this whole thing together. I've got people that are wanting to talk to family members in Guyana, and they feel that they've got every reason to be able to talk because you promised it on my program on KGO. As a result of that, what I would like to see is the follow-through, that not only the calls go through, but that there be no People's Temple member, I can't get it out, People's Temple members around at the time. As I said, let me handle it from that standpoint. I doubt very, very seriously that they're going to try and hit me with sunspots or the like. If they do, I will raise holy hell right here on the air.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the only way I can do it because, again, I've tried to remain as objective as possible in the whole thing, and I will continue to do so. But if I find that people are going to give me the stall or give me the runaround, I think you can pretty well rest assured I'll gripe about it.
Yeah, I think your term of calling those people prisoners was a good one.
Well, it's the only, again, that's the way it was described to me. That's not my saying that they are. It just, the way that the verbal picture was painted, It certainly appeared that way.
Yeah. As far as we can tell, they have no contact of the United States, so that they're not getting, they're not getting comments from their family,
mm-hmm.
who could talk to them as more honestly probably than anyone else could. That's who Jim Jones is making sure that distance is kept as far away as possible. There's another woman here with me who would like to also speak to you.
Yeah, sure.
You all right?
Sure.
Yes, Ron, I spoke to you before when Mr. Gary was on.
Right.
And my name's Neva. I also made contact with Mr. Gary, trying to contact my son, who's in Guyana. And I received two letters from Mark saying he was very happy. The letters were identical, with the exception of one phrase or one sentence in one of the letters. And the young lady you just spoke to that just came back from Guyana, when I asked her how Mark was doing, she said they're having a terrible time with him. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, he hates it over there, Neva, and he's being very rebellious. And he's being beaten. And I called Mr. Gary today for the second time asking to make contact, because if only I could just talk to Mark, maybe I could get him to cool it, just at least until we can finish our legal means to get him home. And Mr. Gary said he would call me back, and he never did. He said they were having trouble making contact because of the weather and what have you. So I feel like Mickey does. I really don't feel that he's the reliable contact that we think. I don't think it's because he is being deceptive as much as that he is being deceived.
Yeah, well, that is the impression that seems to be formulating in the back of my own mind. Maybe I'll ask you to do the same thing again. Drop me a note. I'm going to wait, let's say, about a week. Within a week, I should get every letter or note from people that want contact. And let me take it from there, and also let people in the audience know exactly what the progress is. Because, again, it seems fairly obvious to me in terms of some of the rebuttal that has appeared in the paper to some of the articles that have depicted life in Guyana to be anything less than idyllic. It appears to me that the People's Temple would then be sensitive to that kind of public response, and all I intend to do with it and use the microphone for is to just present the truth. So if as a result of these letters I'm able to put everybody in contact with their family, great, I'll come behind the mic and I'll say that. If conversely I think there's a runaround, I'll say that too, and I will exert as much pressure as I can.
I appreciate that, Bruce.
It'll be my pleasure. I'll look forward to your letter.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Neva and Mickey calling from the East Bay at 832-9707. We continue. First, a question. What is a scanner? Well, a scanner is a very special kind of radio. One that lets you listen to action, excitement, and news while it's actually happening. A scanner receives broadcasts by all local public service and public safety agencies. You can listen to the police chase a suspect, hear the fire department respond to an emergency, listen to the highway patrol assist at an accident, or get a continuous weather report. You can even hear if BART is running on schedule if you need some laughs. Bearcat scanners are the most advanced scanning monitor radios available for private and professional use. The new 210 model from Bearcat with space-age electronic design lets you select thousands of frequencies by simply pushing a few buttons. It's as easy to use as a push-button phone, and you never need to buy a single crystal. A lighted digital readout tells you what frequencies you've programmed and which ones you're monitoring. And there's also a feature that lets you search out unknown frequencies automatically. Buy a Bearcat 210 and hear both sides of the conversation. Never before has scanning been so enjoyable or so easy. The Bearcat 210, the ideal holiday gift, available at Sound Repair, 1242 Park Street in Alameda, and scan...
When you're shopping for food, talk to your friends at Fry's. Fry's Food Store.
This week, talk to your friends at Fry's, because during Fry's Chicken Bonanza, you'll find...
Radio 81, good evening.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk to you, Ron.
Good.
Been listening. I also have had contact with Charles Gary. My daughter is in Ghana, and she's been involved with People's Temple for a number of years since she was small. And so I guess through those years I've had an opportunity to, just through that, to be in contact with them. I'm not an ex-member or anything of that nature. And there's just something that seems off the mark about the whole experience with them. I mean, in the beginning years, it was like nobody knew anything about them. They were very mysterious about their meetings and things like that, but nobody could say anything bad about them, type of thing. But the bottom line is, for all of those years, and I guess it's been about 10 years now, in spite of my efforts and my family's efforts, we've really been out of touch with her. And, you know, they were only up in Ukiah. We had occasion to go there quite a bit, and, you know, we'd see her for brief periods, but for the last 5 years, when they were in Redwood Valley, we never even knew where they lived, and there was really no reason for that, other than whatever was going on with this group. Then they moved down in, I'd say in February of this year, to San Francisco, and I thought, well, great, now is a chance to really, you know, maintain or reestablish our relationship. And inside of a week of communicating that thought to her, she was talking to me on the phone one night, telling me how great City College was. And before the phone conversation had finished, she says, "Oh, by the way, I'm quitting it all and I'm going to Guyana."
Oh, by the way?
By the way.
Yeah.
He says, "Gee, that's not really what I wanted to tell you," because she was so excited about starting school. He says, "But oh no," she didn't say that. I'm sorry. Take that back, Ron. She said, what she said was she had a chance to travel to New York and then to South America with a family who's going to pay her expenses. Not a word was said about Guyana or missions or anything of this nature. Later on, it found out, yeah, she's in Guyana and part of this mission and so on and so forth. And it was just kind of another incident in a series of things where I was told a lie when there was no necessity for it. I thought, well, okay, so, you know, sometimes, you know, there can be a breakdown of communications, this and that, of course, but it doesn't extend only to me. It extended to my mother, her grandmother, and, you know, my brothers or uncles, and, it's just not isolated. In other words, nobody knows what's going on. It's like shrouded in mystery. I've received since some of their literature, and in it they speak of, well, there was persecution here and persecution there, and therefore, it's almost as if they need to create their enemies to maintain that air.
Well, the impression that's been created, at least during this hour, is that a situation is presented to the members of the People's Temple down in Guyana indicating how awful life is up here, and that is designed, if nothing else, to reinforce the basic concepts behind the temple. I mean, at least that's an outsider's view, as I perceive it, at least during this hour.
I'm virtually an outsider, except for the fact that, you know, there's my daughter, and I do want to maintain contact with her. I want to know that she's well. I went to Charles Gary's office a few months ago. I don't know, it was probably before, I think it was just after the articles in the Chronicle appeared.
Right.
And that really alarmed me. When they took, you know, in the articles they talked about beatings and things of this nature. So, wait a minute, what's going on? So, they referred me, I called over there, and I didn't get any reaction. And, other than, look, if you got a problem, talk to Charles Gary. And I think that's when he first came on the scene and was first asked to represent them. So I went to his office, and he was very kind to me. He arranged to have pictures from Guyana showed to me, and some of them were pictures of my daughter, and she was teaching in the school there. And they looked fine. And I was a little concerned because he put a lot of effort into telling me how happy she apparently was as a result of the picture. We all know what that is. I mean, what can you tell from a picture? At that instant, the picture was taken. She wasn't, you know, she was smiling.
Yeah, bro, you know, they could have said, you can leave. And that's what brought on the smile.
Well, I'm not going to try to get paranoid on it either.
Yeah.
As far as I can go is to say I'm really concerned. I said, well, look, I would really like to communicate with my daughter some way or another. So, well, gee, people are going all the time, we'll take a letter. I thought, well, I have her P.O. box to write there, so I will write. And if when you are in touch with her, would you please tell her to write me that I just want to be in touch? And so I sent a letter off, and this is probably 2 months ago. And I have since phoned, I've spoken to Marceline Jones. And she said, oh, yes, I understand how you feel, you know, because, you know, my sons are there and I know how it is, and I'll sure ask and be sure and tell her to write you. Well, I've received nothing, not one word.
Okay, I will ask you to do the same. In fact, I'm going to see if I can take perhaps one more call on the People's Temple, but I'm giving you all the same advice because I will do my best to be kind of the go-between, and
we'll
get a good resolution. Sure, go ahead.
I really would appreciate if you stayed with it.
I have every intention of doing so because I'm at a point now where I've got a guest that I have respected for years and I have no desire to lose that respect, and I doubt he wants to see that respect lost. In addition to which, purely from a business standpoint, he is the representative of the Reverend Jones and the temple. And I've also got a lot of words being said on both sides on 50,000 watts of public airways, and as a result, I think it's a responsibility to follow it through, and I have every intention of it, which is why I'm trying to see if we can just get a main channeling source. If I get Marvin's letters and Sandy's and Neva's and yours and everyone else's and put them together, I have a feeling that perhaps together we can work on the whole thing. I can tell you that Charles Gary will not con me because I, first of all, don't think he will want to, and secondly, I don't think it's his nature, and thirdly, he couldn't get away with it.
Yeah, but it begins to look like, at best, he may have been duped.
Well, if he has been duped, then he will either admit it himself or I'll mention it on the air if that's the impression that I come up with. But I promise you, I will follow it through.
You know, from my standpoint, I'm looking at this vast distance. It's over 4,000 miles to Guyana.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, you know, the mission itself appears to be in a very remote spot. It's up some river, quite a ways out of town. And the whole situation, really, it's like, I would like to see people who are totally objective go there and be there for long enough, you know, to really bring back an objective report.
Well, that's just it. I mean, again, the impression that I had gotten is quite possibly Charles Gary was given the kind of Shirley MacLaine tour, as Larry calls it.
And he wasn't there long enough.
I wasn't there long enough to make that kind of a total determination. Let me conclude it at that point, okay?
Okay, Ron, I'll send you a note to put my name on
you
that
will
list,
send
but I'll
it?
Also call Charles Gary.
Well, exactly, but let me at least get in touch with Gary with as many people as I can, because I think the more numbers of letters that I get of people who say, look, I've tried to get in touch either directly or through Charles Gary's office and have gotten no satisfaction, the more impressive my arguments will be when I'm able to sit down with him.
Okay, Ron.
All right. Thank you. And let us conclude the People's Temple discussion on that basis, because we've only got one more hour, and I would like to open up the phones to general conversation about a lot of news things that have happened in the last few days. So we can summarize it by simply saying, if you have tried to get in touch with a People's Temple member of your family or a relative or a friend, and no matter what the reason, you have been unable to do so and you feel that somewhere along the line there's either been some hanky-panky or some stalling or whatever, drop a note to Ron Owens, KGO, San Francisco. Well, if you want the specifics, it's Ron Owens, KGO Radio, 277 Golden Gate Avenue, San Francisco 94102. But even Ron Owens, KGO Radio, San Francisco, if you get the zip 94102, that'll reach me. And let's just say within 10 days, okay? Within 10 days, I want to make sure I get the letter. And at that point, I'll contact Charles Gary, see if we can serve it together, and hopefully resolve the whole matter in a beautiful and solid fashion. And I will report to the audience. Here's another great voice for you to listen to. This is Ron Owens inviting you to come with me to Russia, Thursday, March 16th, for 10 unforgettable days. I'll be traveling to Russia courtesy of Rusatkin's World Travel Bureau. Why go to Russia? Because it's fascinating, different, because it's...